Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Kevin on I-5 is. Kevin, are you there?
Yes.
Kevin, did you by chance listen to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday for the cheat sheet?
I did not.
Oh, look at that, Steve.
That's good. That's good.
All right.
We're on the same even level playing field.
Go ahead and get out of here then.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Kevin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many holes does a standard bowling ball have?
3.
Yes. Since 1993, what kind of animal is Chuck E. Cheese?
Mouse.
Yes. Diamond Head is a popular surfer destination off the coast of what state?
California?
No.
South Carolina?
No.
Texas?
No. The MMR vaccine immunizes against measles, mumps, and what?
Rubella?
Yes. Frank Sinatra was buried with a bottle of what type of alcohol?
Wine?
No.
Whiskey?
Yes. Fleet Admiral is the highest ranked officer of what branch of the military?
Navy.
Yes. How many total territories does Australia have?
4?
No.
5?
No.
Six.
No. In what decade did humans last walk on the moon?
The 60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. Which Beatle collaborated with David Bowie on Fame?
John Lennon.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Kevin.
Thank you.
Here comes Steve.
There he is.
Strutting his stuff.
Yeah.
Drinking out of his In Action News mug.
That's right. Shout out to Thrill and Mike for giving me the sweet coffee cup.
Are you ready, sir? All over. Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
How many holes does a standard bowling ball have?
Oh, that's a weird segue. 3.
Yes, since 1993, what type of animal is Chuck E. Cheese?
He's a rat.
He's not.
A mouse.
Yes, Diamond Head is a popular surfer destination off the coast of what state?
Hawaii.
Yes, the MMR vaccine immunizes against measles, mumps, and what?
MMR. Rabies.
No.
Lyme disease.
No.
Ritalin.
No. Frank Sinatra was buried with a bottle of what type of alcohol?
Tequila?
No.
Whiskey.
Yes. Fleet Admiral is the highest ranked officer in which branch of the military?
The Navy.
Yes. How many total territories does Australia have?
4.
No.
5.
No.
7.
No. In what decade did humans last walk on the moon?
What decade? Let's go with the 2000s.
No.
The 80s.
No.
The 70s.
Yes. Which Beatle collaborated with David Bowie on Fame?
That'd be Paul McCartney.
It would not be.
John Lennon?
Yes. According to legend, what type of pasta is folded to look like Aphrodite's belly button?
Raviolis?
No. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct, Steve. That's another tie for you. 7-7.
You gotta be kidding me.
Good work, Kevin.
Thank you.
Oh,
right. Well, what was it?
Tortellinis.
Oh, okay.
I would really hope nobody had a ravioli-shaped belly button.
Well, like a tortellini-shaped belly button?
Well, like, because they're little round things, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's a little less weird.
The R in the MMR vaccine is rubella, and Australia has 10 total territories. Congratulations on a tie.
Okay, thanks.
Another game comes up at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Will Grant is the owner of That's a Some Pizza in Bainbridge Island and also Sourdough Willie's in Kingston, and he has become the first American to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pizza World Cup in Rome. So how does a kid from Bainbridge get to that level? We're going to chat with Will after Pearl Jam. I know that everyone in the studio is very passionate about pizza.
Pizza.
It's pretty much one of our main food groups. And we are so excited to be chatting with Will Grant. Will is the owner of That's a Some Pizza on Bainbridge Island and also Sourdough Willie's in Kingston. And Will has just become the first American to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Pizza World Cup in Rome. Will, that is insane. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning to you. But actually, to me, it's good night. I'm in Bulgaria, where I'm 10 hours ahead of you.
What are you doing in Bulgaria?
Well, amazing as it may seem, I'm actually judging a pizza competition and doing a master class on Detroit-style pizza here.
Oh, see, okay, we have so much to talk about. But you say Detroit. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. Grew up on New York pizza with the big slices, grease falling everywhere. And I always have to, like, watch my mouth around my family and my friends from the East Coast because I contend I love New York pizza. I will always love New York pizza. But there's something about Detroit-style pizza that is just on another level.
It is something special. There's no doubt about that. That crispy frico, that cheese crown. I mean, how can you go wrong?
You can't. You absolutely can't.
So, Will, maybe take us back. When did you first become, you know, a pizza connoisseur, and how did that bring you to where you are today?
Well, I really didn't have a choice in it. When I was 6 years old, my parents opened That's a Some Pizza in Kingston, followed by our second one on Bainbridge Island that we opened in July of 84. So I've been in this for 41 years with no choice of my own, but decided to stick with it because my family basically, they didn't know what they were doing in the restaurant industry. So they pushed me into it to learn under them. So I got to learn with my parents as owners, and then also as chef's apprentice under chefs from Sicily and all over the world. So really, I think at one point in my 20s, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, well, I can't make any more money doing anything else. So I'm just going to stick with this longer. And here I am 25 years after that.
And here you are now getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, being the first American to do that at the Pizza World Cup in Rome. How does a kid from Bainbridge Island become a Lifetime Achievement Award winner for something like this?
Well, it's really a life of dedication, and really it's nothing I ever would have expected. I mean, being from the Pacific Northwest, doing a sourdough pizza that my family's been doing for 41 years, I really didn't expect it. But really it's dedication to the craft, dedication to the art, continuing to learn from the masters around me. It's amazing. Wherever I travel in the world, Europeans are so enthralled with the United States, and they always want to come here and be here, and they're my fans. But here I am hanging out with fifth-generation pizzaiolos, just soaking up everything I can from. So just being enthusiastic about what I do, being confident when I do, winning at what I do, and just loving what I do. I mean, I'm a pizza guy traveling the world, teaching other people how to make Detroit-style pizza. I teach people in Italy how to make pizza. How cool is that?
It's bonkers. It's amazing.
We're chatting with Will Grant, who's the owner of That's a Some Pizza on Bainbridge Island and Sourdough Willie's in Kingston. So aside, Will, from the Lifetime Achievement Award that you've received recently, what are some of the other accolades and awards that you've won in your career?
I won Best Pizza in the Nation 2017. I've won Third Best Bagel in the World. I got second place calzone in the world, third place sandwich in the world.
Hey, this is a dumb question then. Like, let's just say one day you're just like, I'm going to casually just make up some pizza for my friends and family or for myself. What is like a must-have toppings? Like, what kind of pizza are you making for somebody?
you've got to have pepperoni. You can't not have pepperoni. These days, you got to spice things up a little bit. I love Mike's Hot Honey, or you can make your own, but like your good spiced honey is really good. And these days too, pizza isn't just about what you put on before the bake. It's all about what you put on after the bake. So you got these honeys, ricotta cheese. I use truffle honey in a lot of stuff. I use agave nectar. It's just, be creative. Every culture in the world has a flatbread. So make something from your culture that they have as a flatbread and put on a pizza. And then that's you and yours.
I'm so happy right now just listening to you talk, Will. I'm like tearing up. I'm really feeling some sort of emotion about all this.
Well, Taryn is making faces like she's listening to a dirty talk line, like a 1-900 number, but it's not. It's about pizza. All right, $1 million question. Pineapple on pizza.
Yes.
Let's go. No! Yes. The best in the world says it.
This was going so well.
The best in the world says it. That's what's
up. About opposites, right? You got sweet, you got savory, you get a little spicy in there. That's a contrasting flavors. That's art, and that's what tastes good.
Okay. I'm ready to run through a wall with you, Will.
Will, I'm just curious. Is that how they feel in Italy?
They don't serve pineapple in Italy, I'll tell you that much, but I'm not Italian. I'm from Kingston. I'm from Bainbridge Island. That's how we do things there, and I'm certainly proud of it.
Well, this is Danny. I just really want to tell you that Steve almost, threw his chair through the window because he was so excited about the pineapple on pizza.
Every part of my body is flexing right now. I'm so fired up.
Well, when I come visit you guys, I think every pizza is going to have pineapple on it. And you're going to freaking love it.
Will, you will. Whether you want to or not, you're going to love it.
If you come and visit us, Will, it will be the greatest day we've had on this show. I'm so excited to try your pizza.
Awesome. Right on. Well, I really appreciate you guys reaching out. And this award has been just kind of life-changing for me. Overnight, I've turned into some pizza influencer. I've always been known in the pizza industry doing this for 41 years and really competing for 7. But now people outside of the pizza industry know me. And really, being from Seattle, being non-Italian, being the first American to get this, really proving to the world that you can be from other cultures. And as long as you work hard and you're passionate about what you do, you can make something great at home.
Oh, it's all. And dude, when we saw the headline, a Bainbridge chef wins World Pizza Honor, I was just like, that just put a big smile on my face. And now talking to you and knowing how you feel about pineapple on pizza, I couldn't smile even bigger.
Well, I hope you can forgive me.
Well, congratulations on all of this. This is just so cool. And we definitely look forward to hosting you in the studio.
Awesome. Me too. I can't wait to force you to eat some pineapple.
Yeah, yes. Give it a whirl. If Will Grant, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner at the World Cup in Rome, says that it's good, I'll give it a try.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed once again.
It's never coming out.
Apparently, it's now been bumped to November 19th, 2026. So more than a year from now, and many have something to say about this mess. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
For a minute there, Avengers Infinity War was the most viewed trailer in YouTube history, but no more.
No.
It is now the first trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Garcia. Do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
Do you know this song?
No.
Okay, good. I did not know this song either. And I'm like, this song is awesome. It's got like a good vibe. And it's Tom freaking Petty.
The best vibes.
And also with the backdrop of GTA. It makes me like the song a little bit more. And they always do a good job of like connecting like old songs with their video game.
To be honest with you, I thought you were going to say it was made for the game and it was just like some like random AI band.
At first, I kind of thought that too. I'm like, oh man, they're kind of giving like a cool classic rock vibe to this song. And then I realized, oh crap, that voice sounds familiar. And then I look and sure as that, it's Tom Petty's Love is a Long Road.
Look who's back.
The only way we're going to get through this is by sticking together, being a team.
Are you ready to play some video games?
Yeah. No.
What?
Did you ever play the GTA?
No.
Oh.
Never. I have not played a single modern video game. I think the most modern video game I have played is like GoldenEye.
Jesus, and that's 20-something years old.
Well, this trailer one for Grand Theft Auto 6, has been out for almost 2 years, and apparently it now has more than 268 million views compared to Infinity War's measly 267 million.
And I'm pretty sure Infinity War, that's already been out. They've even done a sequel. It's like, this is still not out, this video game.
And while Rockstar Games has now delayed the game a second time, the new date is November 19th, 2026. Danny is shaking his head. Developers have stated, "We are sorry for adding additional time to wait when we realize it has already been a long wait. These extra months will allow us to finish the game with the level of polish you have come to expect and deserve."
Well, Danny's a big GTA guy.
Yes.
But it just gives me another year to save up to buy the game. So okay. We're good.
How much does it cost?
$7,000.
Well, many opinions have been cast online, so we must go straight to the comments.
We've had a bunch of these comments. Some people not too happy about waiting, and I figured who better to read these than a guy? Oh, your eyes are lighting up. Who do you think it is?
I was just thinking Tom Petty because the waiting is the hardest part.
Well, there was no robot Tom Petty, unfortunately. So I found somebody who also likes to, you know, in GTA, you drive kind of reckless. You drive a little crazy.
Is it Vin Diesel?
Nailed it.
Yes.
We have Robot Vin Diesel reading the comments about GTA 6 being delayed yet again.
One glitch in the game, and I'm suing on behalf of everyone who buys the game.
You really can't mess this up. People have waited this long. I think if anything goes wrong with this game, people are going to be complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rockstar taught me not to trust anyone in life.
Okay, well, that's a valuable lesson.
Yeah,
yes.
Trust no one.
I can't believe you've never played GTA.
No.
I used to love playing it.
It's the greatest game of all time.
You get to run over people.
You guys, I peaked at like Donkey Kong Country, all right? That's Mario Kart. Like, that's about where I drew the line.
It's called Grand Theft Auto 6, but the real crime is how long it's taking. They're going to release GTA 7 before GTA 6. You watch.
Is there already a 7 in the works? No, okay. I don't know how this works.
Also, what's up with Robot Vin Diesel's grunt at the end? He goes, I do love whenever something comes out before GTA, and they always. My favorite was when Oasis reunited. Like, well, great, Oasis is reunited before GTA 6. I'm like, oh man,
it better be worth it.
At this point, I don't want GTA 6. I want the documentary about how long it took.
I would not be surprised. There's already one being made.
When did it start?
Well, at least 2 years. That's when the trailer, and I would imagine people were waiting for a while. Before that, right?
Well, Taryn, before we went on, asked like when the GTA 5 came out, and it was like 2012, 2013, around there. So really, people finished it almost immediately, like 2 months later. So
wow. Probably
since then.
It's crazy to think that there are kids that weren't even born for GTA 5 that are going to be old enough probably to be allowed to play GTA 6 crazy. By the time it comes out.
My unborn kid will be old enough to buy GTA 6 by the time it comes out.
You're probably right, Robot Vin Diesel.
At this point, GTA 6 is going to drop the same week as Social Security.
Harsh.
One more comment about GTA 6?
Oh, yeah.
Even Jesus came back faster than GTA 6.
Yeah, but Jesus is definitely not a GTA fan.
No, it's too violent.
Yeah, he's more of a fan of like Halo, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
Thank you.
That took a second.
Good Jesus humor right there.
Oh, so angelic. Steve Miggs, Danny B, we're on a t-shirt.
What?
We are on the Daily Mig Show's official limited edition Thanksgiving shirt, the first of its kind, and it's not a black t-shirt.
Right.
I didn't even know we had the ability to make a shirt that wasn't
black. If you see a black t-shirt, that's the unofficial one. Don't get that.
This one is also benefiting the Washington State Food Coalition, and you can go grab yourself the Daily Mig Show Thanksgiving shirt in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
A stupid shirt for a great cause.
Yeah. As you wake up and get started with your morning, you might be a little bit interested in the world of pop culture. And rest assured, there's a ton out there, but we have gone through it all, and we're prepared to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday was a historic day at the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. They pressed their final 1 cent coins. Production of the penny is officially ending after 232 years.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I am Brandon Beach, the 46th Treasurer of the United States. And I just want to welcome everybody to this historic city of Philadelphia for this historic event.
Also, don't drink every time he says historic.
Oh, no.
You might not be able to walk home.
The striking of the last penny. You know, I was driving over here with Alexandra and Todd, and we really were talking about what a historic day this is. The last time we've discontinued a coin was the half cent, and that was in 1857, 168 years ago. So everyone sitting in this room, we are experiencing history today. We're saying goodbye to the penny today, but it's still legal tender. And we have over 300 billion of them in circulation, and we can want you to continue.
And most of them are at, like, malls, fountains.
Oh, yes.
People making wishes and things along those lines.
I want you to continue using them. We're not getting rid of the penny. We're discontinuing the production of it, but we're not eliminating as legal tender. So you can still use it at your stores and retail outlets.
Where are we going if to the penny store?
I feel like the penny has been obsolete for a long time.
Yeah.
I never use pennies.
I'm trying to think of the last time I've actually used a penny to purchase something.
Uh-uh.
I can't think of a single time.
Not an exact change girl anymore.
And it was also cool, like, after the press conference, then they gathered all the media to watch them make the last three pennies, which I thought was really freaking cool to, like, experience and see. And do you want to hear what that sounded like?
Yes.
Okay.
Penny. Penny.
I just had a good chance to do a Big Bang Theory joke.
It's fantastic.
No, sorry. That was bad. See, Danny.
Penny.
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 Two pennies.
Penny.
Three pennies. They did show the making of it. There was no audio.
Did it get you excited?
No, I was like, okay, cool. We just made a penny. Very cool. That was exciting. Let's talk about Fab Morvan. Do you remember Fab Morvan?
Yes.
Who is Fab Morvan?
From Milli Vanilli.
One of the Milli Vanillis.
One of them.
Sadly, the other one is no longer with us, but Fab is still around. And I don't know if you remember way back in the day, like we're talking like 35 years ago, Milli Vanilli won a Grammy for Best New Artist. Mm-hmm. And then people found out that they really weren't singing on the album. It was different people. They were just the faces, but those weren't their voices. And they stripped them of their Grammys. 35 years later, he has a chance of winning a Grammy Award.
Oh, Grammy Redemption?
Yes. And I was like, well, for what? It can't be for singing. It's not for singing. It's because he did a book. He put out a book and he did the audiobook, so he's up for a Grammy for his audio memoir.
What? So he narrates it himself?
Yes, so for narrating his memoir, which is called You Know It's True, because of the song Girl, You Know It's True, so you know it's true, and he's up against the Dalai Lama, Trevor Noah, and some others, and the book is obviously about his history with the band and the ups and downs, and there were a lot of downs, unfortunately, for the group, but what a great redemption moment. I feel like, can we rig the Grammys and make sure he wins it?
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I ain't gonna, I mean, screw the Dalai, no offense, but screw the Dalai Lama and Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Let's give it to Milli, or Vanilli.
Vanilli.
Well, I mean, you know, Danny, again, it's Penny.
Penny.
It's
Penny.
Time.
Penny.
Like the currency.
I got it.
Okay,
got
good.
It.
Just make
the Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs, the man with 354 wins, 123 losses, and 102 ties? Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.